Good morning, everyone. Welcome to this session. So we will follow up on using the seeds that Fernando just talked about. And I would like to thank both of you in particular for providing the materials for this study. So basically, all of you know that irrigation and fertilization in citrus production is very challenging for several reasons. So basically, we have different container sizes. We do have leaves covering the containers. We do have a very long growing season. And most importantly, we don't have a lot of technical recommendations for irrigation and fertilization. So the most used systems at the industry level are micro sprinklers and spray bars and booms, as you can see in this picture here. So the main issue with those systems is related to the fact that as the seedlings grow, so basically there is an umbrella effect. So the leaves cover the substrate and the water gets usually leached out instead of reaching the substrate. So for that reason, so several growers usually have to do manual irrigation. So they supplement the water by applying manually. So they usually use breaker nozzles. They use some creativity too, ones. And that usually results in high labor costs, certainly low uniformity because of the inability to apply water properly. Fertilizer solution disposal, which is a big deal, water deficit, and definitely potential for environmental contamination. So on that line, so I've conducted a study 3 years ago, and as you can see here, for every 300,000 liners produced in the citrus nursery industry, we usually dump about 6 million gallons of water in 357,000 pounds of fertilizer. That's a lot over the cycle of a liner, okay? So the main research question for this study is, can we save water in fertilizer while accelerating the production of healthy citrus trees by changing the nursery irrigation system? And the answer is yes. So in light of HLB, this is important because we can really produce citrus seedlings faster. So the solution, one of the solutions for that is called sub-irrigation. Sub-irrigation is an irrigation system that applies water to the bottom of the pots. So the water moves vertically on the media, on the substrate. So there are pros and cons, several applications in different industries, particularly the ornamental industry. So you can read more about it in Hort Technology. There is a review about sub-irrigation use with some information about citrus. So there are several sub-irrigation methods available out there, most of them commercial methods. And for citrus production, there are two that we can use. You can see on the left side, the top one is an ebb and flow sub-irrigation bench, and the bottom is capillary mat. The sub-irrigation control in the ornamental industry is usually based on timers. So as most of the irrigation systems, so it's not based on water demand or water use. So an advancement of just using a new system is to use sensors to monitor the substrate volumetric water content and to control sub-irrigation automatically. So we can do both, improve the operation and improve efficiency by using soil moisture sensors. So this technology was trialed before, was published in 2017. So I did that as part of my PhD with one rootstock only, and you see what we envisioned with this trial. So we were looking to automate ebb and flow sub-irrigation operation using soil moisture sensors. We also looked to evaluate the system performance on plant growth and water use. And most importantly, we wanted to evaluate if sub-irrigation shortens crop cycle and accelerates citrus liner's propagation compared to overhead irrigation, which is the industry standard. So in order to accomplish that, we conducted a trial at the Indian River Research and Education Center in Fort Pierce. So those pictures are from the study at the early stages. And this one after about a month and a half. So the study was conducted for about 4 months. We were a little bit crazy on the amount of plants, but we had to do that in order to have a representative number of plants because of edges, borders, and everything. So we had about 12,000 seedlings in the greenhouse, and they were cultivated in cone-shaped containers. We used soil moisture sensors on each of the trays that we had. We connected them to a multiplexer, a data logger, and used relay drivers to turn the irrigation on and off based on demand. So we measured the volumetric water content on a substrate. We had several replications, and then the irrigation was turned on when the volumetric water content dropped below the threshold that we established. So we did use a fertilizer solution to guarantee the nutrients were applied at the rate trees were needing. So we lowered the fertilizer recommendations based on previous research showing that we needed to use 50% of the recommendations since sub-irrigation accumulates salts in the substrate. And we applied it using two different solution tanks with two dosatrons. And our study was simple in conception. So we tested 5 irrigation systems. 3 of the systems were ebb and flow sub-irrigation benches with 3 different volumetric water contents to trigger this sub-irrigation. So 0.24, 36, and 48. So the substrate water holding capacity was 0.59 for this media. And we also tested overhead as our control and capillary match in 6 rootstocks. Kuharsky UFRs 2 and 16, US 802 and 812, and X639. And we found very interesting and promising results that really made all of this work successful. So this is one picture at the end of the study. So we basically can start with this graph over here. So those lines represent irrigation events. So if you follow this red lines over here, those were the thresholds we used for the automation to guarantee the system was turned on when we wanted. So the 3 thresholds are indicated on the left side, and each of the treatments that we used responded as expected. So you can see that when the volumetric water content reached the threshold, so the irrigation kicked in and it spiked. Okay? And the other 2 treatments, the overhead and the capillary match, can be seen in the bottom part of the graph. And just to let you know, the average volumetric water content that's considered ideal for citrus is 0.4. Okay? So you will see a series of graphs that are very similar. So in the upper part, we will have the interaction, and in the bottom part, the individual effects. So for fresh weight, we had an interaction between both factors, and you can see that there were 2 winning rootstocks, the UFR-16 and UFR-2, together with 802. So the UFRs are very vigorous. They grow beautifully in those systems. So when we think about the root fresh weight, so there was an effect of treatment. So in the bottom part of the graph, you can see the 5 treatments. with the subirrigated treatments equaling them overhead. And on the right side, you can see the rootstock effects with UFR2 and 802 growing more. Similar results were found on the dry weight, of course, following the fresh weight, with the inclusion of X639 as a good rootstock to produce biomass. Similar results were found with the root dry weight, and showing a different response for each rootstock, as we saw in the previous sessions how different rootstocks perform. So in the top part over here, there was no interaction. Just to show you, we conducted sequential measurements, so the trees did grow as expected with the overhead system, resulting in smallest growth in comparison to the subirrigated treatments. We had significance in height with overhead, and surprise with the rootstocks growing similarly, with exception of UFR2 in the first phase of the study. So when we think about trunk diameter, same thing. In the top, no interaction, just to show you how the rootstocks grew over time. So the interactions were based on the treatments or the rootstocks, so no significance for treatments, but differences with larger trunk diameters for Kuharsky and UFR16. Just a visual comparison. So the line was put on top of the overhead treatment, so all the other subirrigated treatments resulted in larger canopy growth. So when we think about irrigation count, so the subirrigated treatments did turn on very often because it was based on demand, resulting in a very large amount of water running through the system as expected. So we run 98% more water in the system by watering on demand in comparison to use a timer. Since subirrigation is a recirculating system, so the amount of water used was just a fraction of the overhead, 77% less, so then the nutrients accompanying that amount need to be taken into consideration too, and the capillary match applied a lot of water. So we monitored pH and EC. So the only factor over here that we can say that was different in the end of the study, pH decreased a little bit in the capillary match. Similar effect happened with EC, showing that those two treatments, the overhead and the capillary match, were not applying the proper amount of nutrients just because the nutrient solution was not reaching the substrate. So here you can see a picture of how the systems looked, and we completed a follow-up session, follow-up trial with larger pots. So subirrigation was automated successfully using soil moisture sensors. We found out a good combination of volumetric water content to trigger the system, and we were able to see that we shortened the crop cycle and accelerated liners production in compared to the overhead. This had potential impact for the industry because we can shorten the growing cycle in 30 days in an era where we don't have trees available. This is very important. There's a quick turnaround to grow trees. Growers can make more money, and the automation can be successfully put together using low-cost open source technologies. With that, I would like to thank you, and we'll be available for questions if you have. I think I don't have more time.